Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, "The more MQLs, the better," over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. One of my favorite conversations I've ever had on There Are No Girls on the Internet is with a writer who was targeted and harassed online about how she continues to stay safe while doing visible work on the internet. Without missing a beat, she said, "Anybody worried about online harassment should sign up for Delete Me." I signed up for Delete Me right then and there, and I personally recommend it to anyone. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me. Now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. Just a quick heads up, today's episode talks about sexual assault and domestic violence. There Are No Girls on the Internet is a production of iHeartRadio and Unbossed Creative. I'm Bridget Todd, and this is There Are No Girls on the Internet. So I have a bit of an update for you on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. You'll probably remember that earlier this summer, a jury determined that actor Amber Heard was liable for defaming Johnny Depp in a 2018 op-ed published in the Washington Post, where she said that she became, quote, a public figure representing domestic abuse, even though she never publicly named Johnny Depp as her abuser. Earlier this summer, Depp supporters crowdfunded thousands of dollars to unseal some 6,000 documents, which contain evidence that lawyers for both Depp and Heard were able to keep out of the trial itself. Now, the idea here was for Depp supporters to publish new dirt on Heard, but it seems like it potentially has backfired because the documents include some pretty unflattering information about Johnny Depp and paint a clearer portrait of how his legal team worked to weaponize misogyny against Amber Heard during the trial. For instance, previously sealed pretrial documents show that Heard's lawyers argued that Depp's team was trying to introduce nude images of Amber Heard into evidence and include Amber's work as an exotic dancer years before she ever met Johnny Depp, and that Mr. Depp was, quote, attempting to frivolously and maliciously suggest or imply that Ms. Heard was at one time an escort. The unsealed documents also show some of the evidence that Depp's legal team worked to exclude. The Daily Beast reports that this includes testimony from actor Ellen Barkin, who claimed that Johnny Depp angrily threw a bottle in her direction when they were dating. and testimony from Dr. David Spiegel, a psychiatrist who testified on behalf of Heard about the alleged trauma inflicted by Depp. There are also pretty awful texts between Depp and his friend, actor Paul Bettany, where Bettany suggested that they submit Heard to a, quote, drowning test to determine whether or not she's a witch, to which Johnny Depp replied, let's drown her before we burn her, and then goes into some pretty disgusting commentary about her corpse, which I won't get into here. The unsealed documents also included audio of Heard telling Depp, quote, I had dumped you a fucking week prior, after you beat the shit out of me. There is a lot more there, so I'll link to the full Daily Beast article that did a great job breaking down the unsealed documents in the show notes. So when the results of the trial were first announced earlier this summer, many celebrities showed support for Johnny Depp by liking his celebratory post on Instagram. But now, some of those same celebrities, including folks like Halle Berry and Bella Hadid, have quietly unliked that post. Now, this could signal that there's a shift in public opinion happening in light of the unsealed files. Anecdotally, I can definitely tell you that TikTok used to be absolutely flooded with pro-Johnny Depp memes and compilations. I seriously could not escape them no matter how many times I told TikTok that I wasn't interested. But recently, I've actually started seeing more content that is sympathetic to Amber Heard on the platform. So the trial may be over for now, unless Amber Heard's team appeals. And public opinion may be shifting. What does this mean for the people and brands who made platforms off of following and recapping the trial? You might recall that in our previous episode about the trial, we specifically talked about the cottage industry of people and brands who have built platforms and gotten lots of engagement from the trial. Like on Etsy, there is an entire thriving industry of sellers who make and sell memorabilia related to the trial. This one is really gross, so trigger warning. Amber Heard testified that she was sexually assaulted with a bottle, and a sex toy company called Twisted Fantasies created a liquor bottle shaped like a sex toy, which they posted on their social media alongside the caption, quote, reach a new depth with the new Amber's Mark liquor bottle. People were understandably sickened and outraged. And the company apologized if survivors were upset, but more or less stood by what they did, releasing a statement saying the sex toy had been a tongue-in-cheek way to support Johnny Depp. And I know I talked about this in that initial episode, but I just find the memification of a trial that, at its heart, regardless of how you look at it, is about domestic violence. And I just find that to be a little bit gross. And I think it sends a clear signal to survivors of domestic violence that you could be turned into a national joke if people think you're lying. It's not just brands who are getting in on riffing about the trial. It's creators, too. YouTubers and TikTokers that popped up solely to create commentary on the Amber Heard Johnny Depp defamation trial exploded in popularity during the trial. So people have been able to build entire lucrative platforms off of this one trial. And that's really what I want to talk about today. So a lot of this reporting comes from Kat Tenbarge, an internet reporter at NBC, who has done a great job of covering the case and its online fallout. She writes that some YouTubers and content creators amassed millions of views by covering the trial from a pro-Depp point of view. As pro-Heard creators have received more attention over time, creators have become more adversarial toward one another, extending the culture war sparked by the Heard-Depp legal battle. And that is exactly what is happening here. So someone who uses the pseudonym Camilla on Twitter runs a Twitter account that regularly posts viral threads of evidence against Johnny Depp and other celebrities accused of domestic violence. Camilla's real identity is not known. She's anonymous to protect her privacy. Laura Bakovin, who calls herself a truth seeker and a, quote, internet journalist, runs a Twitter account with 70,000 followers and a popular YouTube channel dedicated to supporting Depp and creating pro-Depp viral content during the trial. Kat Tenbard at NBC reports that some of Laura's tweets about the trial received more than 25,000 likes, and her YouTube videos about Depp's legal cases have more than 370,000 combined views. She was also in contact with Depp's team before the trial. So stick with me here, because this is where stuff gets a little bit complicated. Last week, Laura tweeted at Camilla, implying that Camilla wasn't just someone following the trial and tweeting about how they thought Johnny Depp was an abuser. Laura accused Camilla of actually being a paid member of Amber Heard's PR team. Laura tweeted, quote, is this you? and linked to a Deadline article about the hiring of Chrysanta White at Shane Communications, a firm contracted by Amber Heard to manage her PR. Now, Camilla outright denied that she was Chrysanta. So Chrysanta is a person who actually exists, and she actually does work for Shane Communications, the firm retained by Amber Heard. But Chrysanta says she doesn't do social media for them. Instead, she works in diversity and inclusion. So what evidence is there that Camilla is actually Chrysanta, a paid shill for Amber Heard? Well, Camilla's Twitter account uses the image of a cartoon Black woman with natural hair, and Chrysanta is a Black woman with natural hair. Also, on Chrysanta's Pinterest account, she has pinned illustrations of Black women with natural hair. And that's pretty much where the evidence ends. That's pretty much it. Let's take a quick break. Hey, ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It is crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us, Black women, seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or your community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together, we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails. Y'all know I love the internet, but a sad truth about it is that it can be a scary place, especially for women, people of color, and trans folks. We've talked to people on this podcast, whistleblowers, activists, and advocates who are making technology safer, who then become targets for doing that work. But the truth is, it can happen to any of us online. That's why I personally use and recommend Delete Me. Delete Me finds and removes any personal information you don't want online and makes sure it stays off. Sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount for our listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and use promo code NOGIRLS at checkout. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/nogirls and enter code NOGIRLS at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/nogirls, code NOGIRLS. So in 2024, one of my goals is to finally get serious about my finances. It's been kind of a big emotional thing for me. Thinking about money historically has caused me a lot of anxiety and stress because I have a lot of trauma related to money. And if you can relate, if that sounds like you, check out Fearless Finance. Fearless Finance provides on-demand, comprehensive financial planning by the hour. It's a new way to get financial advice without all the headaches, high fees, and commitments that come with traditional financial advisors. Fearless Finance planners don't sell anything. No used car salesman vibe here. And that means no concerns about being sold something just for the commission that it earns a rep. Their planners meet you where you are on your financial journey. No judgment, whether you're looking to buy a house, optimize your savings, or just want to make sure your finances are okay. They can answer your questions and help you achieve your goals. No question is too small. No problem is too big. Fearless Finance is making financial advice more affordable and accessible. You meet with your planner virtually, and they charge by the hour. Visit fearlessfinance.com today to get started. You can chat with a planner for free to make sure it's a good fit. And you'll get $50 off your first planning meeting when you use code GIRLS. And we're back. So we were talking about how Laura, a pro-Johnny Depp content creator, accused an anonymous Twitter account using the pseudonym Camilla of actually being Chrysanta White, a Black woman who works for the company that Amber Heard retained for PR services, just because seemingly they are both Black women. Now, Laura may have just tweeted out the question, but after Laura's tweet asking the question about Camilla, Twitter really ran with it. As of this recording, there are still plenty of tweets up claiming definitively, not just asking the question, that Camilla is actually Chrysanta, and that she is being paid by Heard's team to make viral anti-Johnny Depp tweets. Now, Chrysanta says this has led to a wave of harassment against her and her family. She wrote in a statement, quote, "The unfounded online harassment has gotten out of hand, with addresses of my loved ones being posted on the internet. So for the record, I am not Camilla, nor have I ever communicated with this page. I had no idea either of these pages existed prior to this situation, and was only made aware of their existence and original thread by an email that was sent to my personal email. I was not hired to work on this case. Per the original article posted by Laura, I was hired in March. It is public knowledge that our firm did not begin working on this case until May." Now remember that Twitter sleuths thought that Chrysanta must have been behind the Camilla account because the Camilla account uses a cartoon image of a Black woman with natural hair, and that Chrysanta's Pinterest account has pinned similar-looking cartoons and illustrations. But Chrysanta explains, saying, "Regarding my Pinterest account, I'm a Black woman with natural hair. I absolutely like art that looks like me. Why would I not want to use art like those pinned on my art board to plan for decorating my home?" She goes on to say, "I have always prided myself on having an outstanding reputation. In turn, I am taking legal action against Laura. Just a heads up, journalists reach out to the person before making false accusations. You're my mom's age and I'm your daughter's age. Can you imagine someone doing this to your child?" Chrysanta's lawyer sent Laura a cease and desist reading, "We are hard-pressed to understand why you think Miss White is Camilla. Is it because both women are African-American? Regardless, your false accusation against Miss White has resulted in a steady stream of harassment and threats by people who believe your claim and are like-minded with respect to Johnny Depp, the Amber Heard defamation case." Now, Laura did say that she did not intend for Chrysanta to be harassed, tweeting, "I just followed the research and where it took me. I never encouraged anyone to harass. Sorry." So I have been on the receiving end of enough online harassment to know that "I was just posing a question. I never called for anyone to be harassed" is a pretty common cover. And when you have almost 100,000 Twitter followers that you have amassed around an issue as intense and divisive as the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial, you have got to expect that making these kinds of baseless allegations is just setting folks up for harassment. And if you're calling yourself a journalist, well, most journalists would do actual journalism, which is more than just tweeting out a bunch of unfounded conspiracy theories and letting your audience run wild with it. Because here's the thing about trafficking in conspiracy theories about actual people. Once they're out of the box, it is almost impossible to get them back in. And even though Laura may have tweeted a half-hearted apology and said that she was just asking questions and following the research, that doesn't make it go away. And what infuriates me is that this situation is not an uncommon one. The research is clear that things like conspiracy theories, mis- and disinformation, and online harassment disproportionately target Black women. And I think it's really because we live in a racist, sexist society. And subsequently, we have a digital media landscape that will always be poised and ready to believe, amplify, and weaponize dangerous lies about Black women. And this is not just something happening online. Harassment that starts online rarely stays online. It can have real-world impacts, including violence. And what's even more enraging is that this just keeps on happening with very little accountability. We saw the same thing with Shay and Ruby Freeman and Meghan Markle. People projecting wild conspiracies onto Black women to support whatever axe they have to grind. And those lies are in turn amplified by social media platforms, and they stick. And even if they're proven to be lies, the damage is done. We need a public reckoning that makes clear that this is not okay and that there will be consequences. Got a story about an interesting thing in tech or just want to say hi? You can reach us at hello@tangodi.com. You can also find transcripts for today's episode at tangodi.com. There Are No Girls on the Internet was created by me, Bridget Todd. It's a production of iHeartRadio and Unboss Creative. Jonathan Strickland is our executive producer. Tari Harrison is our producer and sound engineer. Michael Amato is our contributing producer. I'm your host, Bridget Todd. If you want to help us grow, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey ladies, it's Bridget Todd here. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP. Hi, it's Bridget Todd, host of There Are No Girls on the Internet. Listen, technology has made our lives easier in some ways, but it's also made us homebodies, scrolling mindlessly. Well, you get the point. Let Rails to Trails Conservancy unstick you from home. When you get out on a trail and get to walking, you'll feel so good. Trust me. You'll see that being out on the trail is so much more than a day outside. It's good for your soul. Get ideas for getting outside on the trail from Rails to Trails Conservancy, the nation's largest trails, walking, and biking advocacy organization. Visit railstotrails.org/iHeart and on social media at Rails to Trails.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at conairgirlbomb.com or a retailer near you.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.